good morning. It's Rise and Stein. It's Victory 91.5, and we are joined early this morning by Ray Haynes, our general manager. And he is in because I would imagine it's about 50 days since Passover.
I was just here 50 days ago. Well, we, at this ministry, one of our great passions is to do what God asks us to do, and that's to pray for Israel, pray for a restoration. Mm-hmm. I think that's a huge, huge thing that God has given to us as Christians, and also because He has given us these feasts, 7 feasts throughout the year, and as Christians, most of us just don't do them. We don't encounter God there, and I just, many, many years ago, just began to realize that this is something God has given us. It's a gift. It's a wonderful invitation, as if God was going to wake you up in the morning, knock on your door, and say, "Hey, want to hang out?" These feasts are that. These are opportunities as Christians where we can encounter God in the way that He wants to encounter. It's kind of His idea. So, Pentecost is here, or Shavuos. Either way you want to look at this, I'll probably say Pentecost most of the time. It means 50 days from Passover to this particular feast. It's been going on for 3,500 years. It's got a little history behind it. If you could imagine walking out the door this morning, and there was this massive tornado-like cloud of glory, and it was going to greet you every single morning. And at night, you'd look out your window, and there's the same cloud of fire, and it was the glory of God. This was the experience for Israel 3,500 years ago. And it was every day and every night for 40 years. From the time they left Egypt, when they needed protection from those who were following across the Red Sea, every morning, every night. This was the norm. And what God has said about us is that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. And I have checked. I don't know of any dry spots at all of water, not where the sea is. So I believe God really, really, really does want to cover the earth with His glory. Mm. And I know, in all honesty, that we can't even imagine what that means. Hard as we try.
Right.
Pick a picture. We're going to get it wrong. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much bigger, so much better. But Pentecost is when that's the conversation. Because this is when they came to Mount Sinai and received the law. This is when Jesus rose from the dead, waited 40 days, ascended, and 10 days later, the Holy Spirit was released onto the apostles and to the church, 3,000 in that day, and on and on and on it goes to our own day. So, there are 7 biblical feasts that God created for us to encounter Him throughout the year. 3 in the spring, 1 in the summer, that's this one, and 3 more in the fall. For years, I've been coming in just to talk about that significance for Christians. So today, we're going to look at Pentecost. The Hebrew word for weeks is that Shavuos. So this is the scripture that I think is important, Psalm 90. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Establish the work of our hands. And along with it, one of my other favorite verses is, blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. Every year, I believe, is a journey or a pilgrimage. And God has given us this biblical calendar that helps us kind of pursue Him in unique ways. Every season of the year, He's already planned it out. It gives us some basic principles to reach Him in all the seasons. So, 4 things happened about 50 days ago. We celebrated Passover. God delivered Israel from slavery in Egypt 3,500 years ago. That's when Jesus was crucified 2,000 years ago. Also 50 days ago, it was the first day of the week-long Feast of Unleavened Bread. That remembers the Exodus from Egypt. And the 7th day was when they crossed the Red Sea. For Christians, it's a beautiful picture of our lives or journey with Jesus. Now, it was also the Feast of First Fruits. The Jews gathered the first fruits of their barley harvest to wave in the air to thank God for His provision. The most significant thing about that, if you wonder why we're worried about barley, nothing from that year's barley harvest could be eaten until after the wave offering was made. It's when Jesus rose from the grave as the first fruits of salvation. In other words, none of us could be saved until He rose. Mm. No meals. You couldn't taste and see that the Lord was good until that moment. Mm-hmm. All right. Also, the day after Passover began the 7-week counting of the Omer. It's when the Jews start counting the days to the feast that we're in right now. This feast includes another wave offering. Yes, there's another one. It's the wheat harvest. It's a little slower growing. So the counting of the Omer remembers the days between Exodus from Egypt and the revelation of the Word of God on stone tablets at Mount Sinai 3,500 years ago. That's a great memory. It's when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the apostles and the new church 50 days after Jesus rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. It's a little repetition there, but you see, there's lots of stuff going on. But basically, hearts of stone return to hearts of flesh. So the counting of the Omer was a countdown of sorts. If you remember the barley harvest and the first fruits, you had to wait to eat it till you gave a wave offering to thank God. Same thing at Pentecost. Nothing from that year's wheat harvest could be eaten until the wave offering was made. Why is that? God established these festivals as time of divine renewal or newness. What was forbidden became permissible. When Jesus came out of the grave, he presented to his Father the wave offering of all the souls who had been locked away in Hades. Open the door into eternity with God for all mankind who've been trapped in sin and death. We who were forbidden to approach God became acceptable and part of the divine harvest. And when he poured out the Holy Spirit, he enabled us to go from redeemed to empowered. That's simply that. From indwelt to overflowing. He is always taking us from glory to glory, and that's kind of the exciting part. We're not done when we're saved. We're not done when we're empowered. There's still more. There was no salvation or infilling of the Holy Spirit without the cross. There's no power apart from the baptism. There's always more of him to pour out, and he wants us to live our lives counting the days to our next encounter. You should never go, wow, this was a great Wednesday. I'm good. This is a great Thursday. This is a great Friday. He's always wanting us with an expectation of more. Another promise to come. Confident in faith that we're going to pass right through the trials of life because our hearts are set on pilgrimage. So that's kind of an intro of sorts to get you ready for where we're going today.
All right. A special Rise and Stein today on Friday, Pentecost Friday, with Ray Haynes. Quick question.
Sure.
Because we do get this question. I have gotten this question over the phone here. I've gotten this question at church. Is this a requirement for Christians?
Absolutely not. Salvation is what saves you. That's kind of why they call it salvation. Mm-hmm. However, when he said to tarry. He said, tarry in Jerusalem until this happens. So if he said to wait, he just had something for them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like Christmas is Christmas, whether you get presents or not.
Right.
But, you know, why wouldn't you want to open the presents? It's just a matter of something mm-hmm. that he's going to empower you to give. There's a lot yeah. to it, but the answer to that was absolutely not.
Yeah, just want to make that clear if somebody's listening and saying, oh, I'm not doing Christianity right.
Yeah, if you ever get the thought you're not enough, that's not from God. That's from the devil.
That's right.
There you go.
You're enough.
Okay, cool. What a great way to start the day. Continuing with Pentecost coming up. Here at